أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه فقد رأيتموه وأنتم تنظرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 142 and 143 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about some of the reasons why there are temporary defeats in Islam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bring these conditions upon the Ummah so that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows out very clearly those who have brought Iman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses those opportunities so that Shuhada may be created and the concept of Shuhada and martyrdom may be promoted. And in no way does defeat for a believer mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has any love for those who oppose the deen of Allah. It is a form of purity that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen, purifying the hearts of the believers, and it is a form of illumination of the disbelievers that they would feel that there is victory, so they would go on fighting, and in that way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then creates the opportunities of victory for the believers. In this verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now addresses the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, again, these are the verses of the Battle of Uhud. So the first people that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed, the first addressees, are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who participated in Uhud. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses and Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ, that do you think you are going to enter Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still not known those who have strived and made jihad and fought in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from amongst you. And like we discussed yesterday, the word to know with regards to Allah Ta'ala, Allah had known from before. But here, the word known, according to some commentators, will refer to the test that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts them through. A teacher, a lecturer knows his student, but he still has to put him through the test to show the results. So one will be the test, and then one will be to show out those that have made jihad and those that strived in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tests and shows those that have remained steadfast. Again, going back to the battle of Uhud, that those, despite the fact that the tables had turned, they remained steadfast at the side of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of it Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had showed out, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had left it, and that history glares in our face that those Sahaba remained steadfast at the side of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala once again addresses the Sahaba of Uhud, especially those Sahaba that had not participated in the Battle of Badr. When the call of Badr was made, we discussed this before, that it was not known that a battle will take place. It was merely pursuing the caravan of Abu Sufyan that was on its way from Sham going towards Makkah Mukarramah. It was the goods that was purchased from Syria, the total goods All of it was in actual fact the goods that were put together by the people of Makkah Mukarrama and the prophets who were going to be used against Islam, against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the command of Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the command to pursue this caravan, to interject this caravan, to intercept the caravan, and to get hold of these goods so that they would not be able to pursue any battle against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who had known at that particular time a battle will ensue in the name of the Battle of Badr, and who would have known that some of the Sahaba would have become shaheed and would have given their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When they had come back from Badr, and now those Sahaba had not participated, they had heard of the Shuhada, they had heard how these Sahaba had fought, how they had given their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was obviously the desire in the hearts of many Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to also give up their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when the Quraysh had come back the following year, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made mashura, it was one of two decisions. One decision was either we defend Madinah Munawwara, in other words, we stay in Madinah Munawwara and defend the city, or we go out of Madinah Munawwara and fight outside Madinah Munawwara. It was this group of Sahaba that were so zealous and enthusiastic to give their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were the ones that had given the opinion that we go out of Madinah Munawwara so that we could fight and also give up our lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is about them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, and Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْا, that certainly you were the ones who had desired mouth before you had encountered it. Before the encounter of death had come upon you, you had this desire of death. The desire of death wasn't just to give up life, wasn't just to give up their life and so that defeat could come. It meant that you go out and you fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give out your everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You had this desire before you had encountered it. فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, and you had seen it. Now the literal translation will be, فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ, you had certainly seen it, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, whilst you had seen it, which means right in front of your eyes, you had seen this death when everything had changed. The call was made, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was injured, and all of it had happened. You had seen all of this, death was right in front of your eyes. In other words, at that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given you the opportunity of shahadat. So all these ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that these temporary defeats that come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala merely gives you the opportunity to give up your life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa.